it sure is a planet. Pluto is a planet. It's a dwarf planet. There's been a consensus that's developed in the astronomical community. You know, everybody seems to be comfortable calling Pluto a dwarf planet. The only point of contention is whether a dwarf planet is a planet.
Right.
And, you know, it has planet in the name. I mean, how can it not be a planet, right?
But does that make it one of the nine planets?
Well, I think so. And there's no reason to try and confine the number of planets in the solar system. We don't try to confine the number of stars to a particular number. You know, Pluto, it doesn't care what we call it, of course.
Yeah. So let's talk about New Horizon, which I'm sure you're much more interested in rather than the terminology over what Pluto is. How's it fared, this spaceship, over 9 years?
So we have this modern spacecraft that took off from Earth, you know, in January the 19th of 2006. It was the fastest spacecraft ever to leave the Earth, you know, traveling at, you know, roughly 31,000 miles per hour as it left the Earth. And it's been on a beeline towards Pluto ever since. But Pluto is really far away, more than 30 times farther from the sun than the Earth is. And it takes a long time to get there. This is a mission of what we call delayed gratification, if you will.
How many miles from Earth to Pluto?
Roughly 3 billion miles.
3 billion miles over 9 years.
That's even after getting a gravity boost. The spacecraft flew through a little keyhole in space near Jupiter and picked up 20% in speed, cut 3 years off the travel time to Pluto, but it still takes 9.5 years to get there. We know very little about it. It's one of the largest objects in this new region of the solar system that hasn't been explored yet. The Kuiper Belt is, in fact, the most populated region of the solar system, more bodies there than anywhere else in our solar system. Yet the whole region wasn't discovered until the 1990s. And Pluto is one of the typical members of that Kuiper Belt. And this is our first opportunity to really do a detailed reconnaissance of an object in the Kuiper Belt.
So how close is New Horizons actually going to get to Pluto?
So the New Horizons spacecraft is going to pass just 7,750 miles above the surface of Pluto as we fly by on July the 14th of this year. We'll be able to see roughly football field-sized objects on the surface of Pluto. And so, for example, if you were flying above New York City, we'd have a resolution that was equivalent to being able to see ponds in Central Park.
Wow. So how excited are you, Hal, about this prospect?
Well, this is an incredible mission. It really is, you know, frontier science. You can't say been there, done that for this particular mission.
Nope.
You know, so it's very exciting. We really, you know, when future civilizations look back and ask, you know, what's the first mission to explore the Kuiper Belt? That's going to be the New Horizons mission. And, you know, we think that the Kuiper Belt, the objects in the Kuiper Belt, tell us a lot about the formation and evolution of the early solar system, when it formed 4.6 billion years ago. Studying these objects give us our best window into the time frame of the formation of the solar system.
So, a bit of trivia, maybe it's not even true. I've heard that there are ashes of an important scientist involved in Pluto research aboard New Horizons. Is that true?
Well, in fact, that is correct. The New Horizons spacecraft carries some ashes from Clyde Tombaugh, the American astronomer who discovered Pluto in 1930. And his family is going to be, they'll be visiting with us this summer. And his daughter will be here at the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory this summer as we celebrate the first reconnaissance of Pluto.
The ashes are just on board because, I mean, it's not, New Horizons isn't going to be able to scatter the ashes, is it?
Right. No, the ashes are well confined within a little box that's bolted to the spacecraft. It will stay with the spacecraft after it flies by Pluto. But we're hoping Clyde be able to essentially say hello to Pluto and get to know it close up and personal.
That is fantastic. What happens after Pluto? Does New Horizons just continue drifting out into the far reaches of the universe?
Well, after we pass by Pluto, the New Horizons spacecraft will continue its journey deeper into the Kuiper Belt. And we would dearly love to observe one of the smaller objects in the Kuiper Belt, one of the isolated cold classical Kuiper Belt objects. We've already identified a couple of potential candidates this summer with the Hubble Space Telescope. We discovered them. After we fly by Pluto, we'll put together a proposal to NASA to continue the exploration of the Kuiper Belt. And that particular aspect of it, going to yet another small Kuiper Belt object, was in fact designated as a high priority, high scientific priority by the astronomical community.
By the way, where did Pluto get its name from?
Well, the funny thing is, Pluto was named by a little English girl named Venetia Burney. You know, she was responding to a call for, you know, names for Pluto after it was discovered in 1930. Mm. And she was a schoolgirl who thought that Pluto would be an excellent name associated with the underworld in Greek mythology. And, you know, Pluto and Charon and all the other objects in the Pluto system have been named according to that tradition ever since.
Cool. Hal Waver, who works on the New Horizons project, he's at the Applied Physics Laboratory at Johns Hopkins University. Hal, viva Pluto. Thank you.
Thank you very much.